This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says he is ordering all state governors to immediately open houses of worship across the nation. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the president made the declaration Friday, even though it's not clear he has the authority to do so.
The president says some governors deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics essential, but not churches, which he says unite the nation.
So I'm correcting this injustice.
And declaring houses of worship provide essential services. He says he'll override governors who do not reopen them immediately, though his authority to do that is unclear. Churches have the potential to infect large groups if precautions are not taken. Federal health officials had drafted reopening guidelines that included maintaining distance between parishioners and limiting the size of gatherings. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
China drew Western condemnation Friday over plans for a national security law that would quash Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement as it opened an annual Congress that also laid bare what were called the immense economic challenges caused by the coronavirus. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Friday released a statement condemning China's parliament for the legislation that he said would be a death knell for the high degree of autonomy Beijing promised for Hong Kong. The foreign ministers of Britain, Australia, and Canada released a joint statement saying they are deeply concerned about the legislation proposed by China, and that passing such a law without the direct participation of Hong Kong's people or legislature would undermine the principle of one country, two systems. China made it clear it wanted the law passed after Hong Kong was rocked by 7 months of massive and sometimes violent pro-democracy protests last year. This is VOA News. A Pakistan International Airlines jet crashed into a crowded neighborhood near the airport in the port city of Karachi Friday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports authorities are still trying to find the cause of the crash.
The Airbus A320 came down in a residential area on approach to the airport. It was en route from Lahore. Thick smoke billowed from the scene where the Pakistan International Airlines flight came down. It's not immediately clear what downed the jet. A statement from the airline said it may have suffered an unspecified technical fault, and one senior civil aviation official told Reuters it appeared the plane had been unable to lower its wheels. Another aviation official said the pilot had given out a mayday call and circled on his approach to the airport. Witnesses say they saw the plane hit a mobile phone tower before crashing into houses near the site.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The United Nations is warning that COVID-19 could have disastrous consequences for millions of people in Yemen. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says aid agencies are working on the assumption that community transmission is taking place across the country. ARCHA's spokesman Jens Laerke tells VOA aid workers are limited in what they can do to help people who fall ill with COVID-19.
Yemen is really on the brink right now. The situation is extremely alarming. They are talking about that the health system has, in effect, collapsed. They are talking about having to turn people away because they do not have enough oxygen.
The UN and Saudi Arabia will co-host a virtual pledging event on June 2nd to raise funds to maintain humanitarian operations. The UN says it will need at least $2 billion between now and the end of the year to provide life-saving assistance, including COVID-19 prevention and treatment programs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The coronavirus pandemic has accelerated across Latin America. As AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports, Brazil is the new hotspot in the COVID-19 spread.
Brazil reported more than 20,000 deaths and 300,000 confirmed cases on Thursday night, the third worst-hit country in the world by official counts. Experts consider both numbers are undercounts due to widespread lack of testing. Brazil's president has scoffed at the seriousness of the virus and has actively campaigned against state governors' attempts to limit movement and commerce. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.